right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
I just got in from Los Angeles, and I'm here with Buddy Bill, Baby. Chad, Shitbird, Red Mohawk, Murray, Maddie J, Murray. Missy, and Novak. And, I was out in L.A. for about 10 days. We went to a wedding for Mike Carter, who runs Electric Sunglasses, and it sucked so bad because our flight was like 40 minutes delayed, so we were walking into their wedding as they were walking out from the actual like.
So we missed the whole ceremony.
Not only did we miss it, we got caught red-handed. Like, you know, like we didn't sneak in or anything. It was just we just walked in like as they were walking out. Like, oh hey, our flight, like,
there's no excuse.
If anyone can get away with that, though,
if anyone would take that story, it would be Karts. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because Karts would do the same thing, but it was vice versa. So, you made out on that one.
Then we went down to Hawk's house and skated his backyard ramp, and his wife, Lotzi, was actually due that day. She was pregnant. I'm like, are you sure we're allowed to stay here? This is kind of like...
She might just be fucking spreading her legs and popping a kid out in the next room.
Yo, have some respect for the Hawk.
Oh, I love the Hawk, man. He knows it.
You know.
So, what's his setup like there now? What's he got going on?
It's weird because it's like up on this hill in Carlsbad, and he's like, Colin McKay lives right there, Andy McDonald lives right there, and Bob Burnquist lives. Like, everybody lives, like, walking distance.
No, so they all shred Hawk's gnar during the day?
No, they don't even skate his stuff. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I guess they all each have their own ramps.
Yeah, but Bob has that gnarly ramp, right?
Yeah, his is crazy.
Yeah, I saw that on MTV Cribs. Yeah. He was there this weekend. I went to that AST Do Tour thing. Bucky won once again. He's fucking killing it, man.
He's got that new trick.
Dude, I don't even know where he comes up with these ideas. He comes up boneless, like you'd be a regular boneless, regular footed, so he puts his
back foot on the coping, and then does
and totally goes upside down 540.
Yeah.
I mean, and he doesn't fall ever on that trick. Yeah. Like it's like a 50-50 to him.
He puts his right foot in and he shakes it all about.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of, you know, put it in the hokey pokey. Yeah. He had some roller skates on.
That's what it's all about.
Then while we were there, there's this bum like probably on Angel Dust or PCP or something. But
you love these bums.
How about that crazy lady on the train, dude?
Yeah, oh yeah, actually, let's put that up on YouTube and we'll play it in a minute because it is brilliant. But anyway, this dude, he bumps into this lady, like a nice sophisticated lady walking down the street. And he just goes, "Watch where you're walking, bitch. I'm having a cunt-free day today."
I was like, oh my God, let's cross the street. I don't want to be near him.
Is it Bump? Ben loves this kind of guy. Missy just loves her masturbating.
So we follow this bum, like, for 5 blocks. He's, like, talking to himself. This guy just rides up on the sidewalk with his bike. He's like, "Get your bike off the sidewalk, faggot."
Like, so he was like a citizen patrol type bum.
He was just walking hell. Like,
how did he get like that?
Oh, yeah, remember we saw the bum? Yeah, we went to this like gay restaurant down in Santa Monica and called the Abbey. And I just look over and there's this gay bum jacking off by the dumpster, like, and there's like 20 people eating, like watching, and nobody knew whether to tell him to chill or like, because maybe if we did communicate with him, then he would come over and try to talk to us.
Remember, he came over afterwards and went to ask for a cigarette before he could say anything. He came over to me and I just handed him a cigarette before he even opened his mouth, and he just kept on walking. I'm like,
I need a cigarette after that sweet jack off sesh by the dumpster.
Anything behind a dumpster. To set the record straight, this is probably 4 years before I met Mandy, but I banged this girl out behind a dumpster, and it was the most disgusting thing I've ever had. I had her doggy style, and she was leaning up against the dumpster and trying to fuck her.
I did that with my girl in high school a lot.
behind the
Pizzarama, and all my friends were watching. Yeah.
What was sexual about? Why didn't you just go back to a car?
I had to have it.
You couldn't go to a car.
Everybody
or
wanted to hang out at the fucking Pizzarama, dude. I'm not even eating pizza. I'd rather be out with her. Where are you gonna do it?
You could have went to the bathroom. That's better than a dumpster.
Probably not. Not at the Pizzarama.
There's something fun that sounds. I don't know. Maybe if I was like on a few shots of Jack or something. Yeah, let's go fucking the alley.
I was shit faced. And the thing was, her house was like two blocks away, but I was so fucked up. I'm like, we're fucking now. And there's like a grocery store with some mingin ass dumpster. And
I heard Buddy Bill just had three threesomes in a row in the past 3 days.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he couldn't pull the hat trick. I want to tell you about the crackhead bitch on this porch I'm building in Philly. She like almost runs into me. I'm taking a ladder up to the porch, and next thing you know, like I'm up on the ladder climbing it. I look on the porch next to me, and she's buck ass naked, pissing all over the fucking porch, right on fucking Chestnut Street in University City.
The porch you're working on?
No, the one right next to it. Like I could step onto the fucking porch. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Fuck! I'm halfway up the ladder. I'm like, what, I gotta fucking smell that shit all fucking day? I was like, get the fuck out of here!
Let me hear about these three threesomes. That's more interesting. Come on.
Yeah, do it, Bill.
Did you end up having a threesome with her?
Where'd you come? Where'd you fuck? What kind of positions? Everything.
Alright, hold on. Let me drink a little bit more. Let's come back to that.
You're on the radio. You want to talk? Do it now. Give me that mic.
There I was.
Chuck, say hello.
We got Chuck Treese here.
Chuck Treese.
Oh. What's been going on?
What's going on, bro?
You writing some new stuff?
Yeah.
You got it with you?
I got Bad City Reprise with me. They got new stuff. My new stuff's still
waiting. That's all right, cool. Well, we just got started, so we got plenty of time. But right now, we just found this crazy bitch on the train in New York City, and she goes berserk.
Is she the one that she wants to fight the old lady and they rip her hair off?
Yeah, this is what happens when you do a lot of crack, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Am I talking about the same
thing? It's better with
the
subtitles.
All right, here we go.
Better with the subtitles, though. Let me get this going, though.
Let's turn off that background rock.
Oh, shit, it ain't so easy, kid.
All right, crazy bitch on the train.
Come on, man. Oh, you know what? That's what.
Yeah.
He's yelling.
She's yelling at an 80-year-old lady for no reason. The 80-year-old lady told her to shut up. She was like, "Calm down, you're too loud." And then she stood up and went crazy.
The aftermath.
Chinese?
No. Take a look at her. She's insane.
Oh, look at this.
I think that's my ex-girlfriend, Jessica.
I'm going to beat that ass to an 80-year-old lady.
That'd be a tough fight to win.
I'm
going to
beat that ass.
You thought I couldn't freestyle on you?
This happened in Atlanta.
Shit,
Dice was on the train.
She's like 90 years old.
Matt Dice filmed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, her teeth are falling out of her mouth while she's yelling.
I think she's on PCP.
Yeah. It gets real good in a minute.
Hey, Jesus, baby, I got...
Like, what? What does that have to do with you yelling at her?
Guess she missed the whole shut up part of the conversation.
Yeah, now this other guy goes... He's like, yo, man, chill out. You're yelling at an old lady. And then she's like, me, chill out. And she's like, aren't you that dude that raped me? And then she comes over and starts yelling at him.
Yeah.
Aren't you that dude that raped me? I'm going to chill.
Wait, here it comes. Listen.
That's the best advice that I can take. Just shit. Till I get to Eli Train Station, and how dare you jump up in my face anyway and say a goddamn thing to me about cussing out my old leg ratio. You the same nigga I've been looking for and writing
You're saying the guy been looking for a rape me.
Oh. Chill out, man. Chill out, cuz. No brain. Work, bro. Chill out. Chill out, cuz. No brain. Chill out, bro.
Holy shit.
He's grabbing her hair.
Give my hair so I can go. Give my hair so I can go. I'm pressing charge.
What cop's gonna take her serious?
Give my hair so I can go. Give my hair so I can go.
Dude, I guarantee she wanted to get off that train.
Did that guy pull her hair off or something? Like, okay.
Her hair weave thing.
Sure, weave.
Dude, damn, she reminds me of that old lady outside the fucking one with her tie you gave a 20 to. It's like, I got the twine. I got the twine.
I'm pressing charges.
Where my do-rag? It's in your hand.
My duty rag.
I'm President Charlie.
So how much money do you press charges about a hair weave coming out?
I don't know what you could possibly get. First, you're trying to fight an old lady that's eight. She's on her deathbed. She's knocking on heaven's door. I mean, what could you get out of that suit?
Who in Sam Hell would listen to her in the first place?
Only Sam Hell. You know, the only people that would be like Judge Mathis and those guys on TV. Those are the only judges that would take her fucking serious just because it'd be funny.
That clip got over 2 million hits.
You serious?
YouTube's pretty bad.
Typing crazy bitch on the train. The one with the subtitles is way better.
Yeah.
Like 2 million people have seen that.
Man, if you only put some of that footage you have on that little HD camera on, bam, you would have a million clip fucking views on that thing.
On what thing?
That little HD camera you have?
If anybody has any good YouTube clips, you can maybe call in if they seem original.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That chick was
we
pissed.
Could check something
she's
out.
Fucking irate.
What are we playing, Bam Bam?
All right, this is the new Lacrimus Profound. It comes out on the 26th, but I have it early, so there's a watermark on it, but it's not too annoying because he just goes, "You're listening to the new Lacrimus Profound album."
That's not bad.
Put a puente.
I like how he says it.
This is the new album.
I like their voice.
Songs for the Last View, and yeah, this is. This album's pretty fucking rad. Let's hear it. This is Lacrimus Profunde, straight out of Austria, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
To the lacrimas perfumbre album songs for last view.
Get my head so I go. I'm President Charlie.
I can't believe it got that many hits. That's insane.
How many hits you getting?
Shit, I hit it like 100 times in
Did
the
you
past
really?
Week. There's another one that Chad just showed me now.
What's
about
this one?
This police officer. He's been, like, stealing weed from people who he's been arresting. Like, he'd give them a ticket for having weed in their car, and he would just keep it. So he made pot brownies with his wife. And then he calls 911, like, me and my wife just made pot brownies. I'm an officer. I'm going to die. Like, we're dead. And time is going by really, 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 really slow. You need to get here.
Is this it? Is this the thing? Listen to this.
Gilman Heights emergency.
Yeah, can you please send rescue? To
stop.
I think I'm having an overdose, and so is my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
Time is going by really, really, really slow.
My wife is 26. Please come.
26?
Oh, shit.
Yes, please.
Like,
they're not gonna come.
What?
Have you guys been drinking today, too?
No, that's it.
No, is there any weapons in the house?
No. Please come.
Okay, we're on our way. Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I'm I think we're dying.
What did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I don't know.
Was it a bag? Who made the brownies?
My wife and I did. Cuba, come here.
Cuba, come here.
She's on the living room ground right now.
Is she breathing?
She's barely breathing.
Is she awake?
I think so.
Okay, can you look?
Pardon?
She's high, you idiot.
She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Do you know how much of it you bought?
And it's a police officer.
How much did you buy?
I don't... Just police and rescue.
They're on the way, but I'm
police and
how
rescue.
Much
you
buy
police.
To the
probably like a quarter ounce total.
A quarter ounce total to the brownies? Did you guys eat all the brownies?
That's it?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, shit. Fat fucks.
Okay.
He ate all the brownies.
And was it a big bag? Then
he says he ate a chunk.
It was a quarter ounce.
Okay, but brownie-wise, how many pieces do you guys think you guys had?
I don't know. I probably had like a small chunk. Please come. What time is it?
Who cares what time it is? What does that have to do with the issue?
Okay, is your wife still breathing?
Yeah, she is. She's kneeling down in front of me.
That's
okay.
A good thing, bro.
I know. We have to wait.
Okay, and is she Stacy Sanchez?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Edward.
You're Edward Sanchez? Okay. And did you guys have any other sort of drugs, do you know of?
Pardon?
Do you know Did you guys do anything else today besides marijuana?
No, that's it. But I don't know what was it. The marijuana could have been. There could have been something in the marijuana.
I think we're. I think we're gonna die. I think we're dead.
Time is going by slow.
No, no, no. Very, 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 very slow.
So he does.
She's laying on the living room ground.
And did she take any today?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, where's the mic then?
The Vicodin is...
His wife takes 6 Vicodins a day? That's fucking gnarly.
Does she take it on a regular basis?
Yeah.
How many does she take on a regular basis? 2, 4,
she's just keeping them on
the
phone.
I don't know, like 5 a day. Please come.
She takes about 5 a day?
Yeah. Are you coming?
Yeah, no, I'm on the way.
No.
9:38.
Not yet, baby.
What time is it?
She takes about how many? 8, 5 a day?
What's that?
How many does she take a day?
She takes like, I don't know, like 6.
6 a
and
day?
Then he just
like
goes,
5 a day. I don't know. See, we got into a car accident in Dearborn Heights last year.
Did the Red okay. Wings win?
Oh, yeah.
How many she's taking today?
No.
Okay. Is there any animals in the house?
Is there any what?
Do you have any dogs, cats?
I'll put them away for you.
Okay. Yes. Is the front door open?
Put the seat for you.
Come here. Porch light on?
Put them on the phone.
Pardon? Is the porch light on?
Yeah, the porch light is on.
Can I talk to the dog?
Are any weapons in the house?
You already asked me that.
He's getting ready to die, but he has a great memory.
Where is that?
It's in my car. It's in my car.
Is that in the back bedroom?
Yeah, in the front bedroom.
In the front bedroom?
Yeah.
Where's the dildo?
Do you have any sex toys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, man. Like, nice. He just told her everything. Like, he's
busted. I wonder if he's still a cop.
I heard he didn't even get a fine or anything.
Right now.
No,
they
I'm
probably
like
got
that.
Hungry and ate more brownies.
He's been stealing weed and giving people tickets and then keeping it and then making brownies.
And still has a job.
If I was a
caught
cop,
red-handed.
Dude, if I was a cop, I'd do that all day long. I just know. I'd be like, all right, give me the beer, kids.
We went to this place a little bit ago and somebody made, like, weed brownies. And this dude showed up with his 5-year-old daughter or whatever. She comes in and we walk in and her hand is on the brownie getting ready to eat it. It was like, no!
Next thing you know, she'd be calling like, oh my god, time is going so slow, Dad!
Got a new tattoo, Novak, look.
I know, I'm a bit jealous over here.
It's Andy McCoy and says, where is the justice?
He's looking for it too, trust me.
Cat did it while I was out there. You know what, me, Cat and I have 4 options for you. You can either get 2 gay naked acrobats humping on your arm.
Where? On this arm somewhere?
That, yeah, that.
Maybe
that,
right here.
Your left arm is devoted to me from now on.
That sounds good to me.
Or it could be 3 real big buff bikers Frenching each other and touching dicks. Or David Koresh. Or you sucking Osama Bin Laden's dick.
Osama. It's got to be Osama.
I want to suck Osama off, dude. That's class.
No, surrounded by $89.
And then as a bonus, being Kat's going to fly to Finland while we're there to give you this, you're also going to get an old school Lamborghini Countach peeling out, and it's going to say, going places.
I'm the fucking canvas. She's Picasso. Get to work. Real simple in my eyes.
So you're going to get the Osama one?
I'll get every one of them. I don't care. How much do you get every one of them?
A free trip to Finland.
And $200.
Alright.
Okay.
That's spending cash.
Every one of them.
That's spending cash.
We should just fill the whole left arm up with your ideas here on this one. And then I'll come back with a sleeve of your gay ass tattoos.
Dude, people would pay probably... If Kat had to do that and to somebody that she didn't know and charge, it would probably be,
A lot.
$7,000 or something.
A lot. But it is, yeah. Well, I'm game for all of them. But I like those Osama Bin Laden.
Well, you did just get $518 to Huff Jankum.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You got $89 to suck Bulger's
what's
dick.
Jankum? I know.
You never heard of Jankum?
I heard of it
because you painted a really great photo.
When it was all over the news. It's when you shit and piss in a bag and then you put it in the microwave for 3 minutes.
With a condom on top
so no shit, piss, air escapes.
Just like
and then you have to huff it up and down like a nitrous thing or something.
You take the condom. What you do is you shit and piss in a bag, you put it in like a Gatorade bottle, you put the condom on top, and you put it in the microwave for 3 minutes so all like the fumes just rise up the condom blows up real big. So you take the condom off and you just huff it in and out, in and out, in and out.
It's like a shit bucket.
I've seen girls doing that on the internet.
You know what? I was giving, I gave you $500 to do that, and then you did 18 more to drink this pissy shit water.
And then that, I should have got 518 for sucking Bulger's dick, but instead I gave.
Yeah, well, it was 89. It was 88, but I gave $1.
Who's your accountant?
J-E-N-K-E-N.
My mother, I can't tell that shit.
I don't even want to hear about it.
Okay,
man, I want fucking ears.
All right, I'm going to play this Jankum clip coming up. I just got to find it real quick. Yeah, that's the one. That one.
Okay, here we go. Jankum. All
right, this is the reason that gave us the idea for Novak to try Jankum. I don't... There's no way that people, like, crave Jankum. Fuck, man, they need some Jankum, man. I'm Jones and you, white man. You got a shit?
Let's hear what they're saying.
They're using raw sewage.
Yeah.
The Washington Post, the Drudge Report, and Inside Edition are all talking about Jankum.
They could be toxic and harming.
The Bulletin describes Jankum as gas produced by raw sewage that's allowed to ferment. Pictures show young people who appear to be breathing in Jankum. This new concoction to people on the street here in Jacksonville, not only had they never heard of it before, but they said they didn't want to get anywhere near it.
It sounds horrible. Yeah, I couldn't imagine doing something like that.
Honestly, they need to find something better to do with their life. Seriously, because that's just insane. I can't imagine anybody doing something like that.
Sounds pretty sick to me.
That's like $5 for something. Bam, Jankum.
Never.
This confidential document from Collier County was leaked by someone inside the sheriff's office. Deputies say it's no big deal because all the information in the memo is available on the internet, and there wasn't enough concern to warn parents about Jankum when the memo was written out in September.
We had no known information that this actually occurred in Collier County.
But he says what is known is that students are talking about it and parents need to be aware.
Sewage is toxic and it's handled as a biohazard.
Do you get a buzz off this shit?
Yeah.
We weren't able to talk tonight. It's like nitrous. Jankum is a problem for law enforcement in our area.
No, we got that ingredient.
Jankum or the human waste drug, but parents need to be aware that kids are calling it by the more popular slang term, butt-hash.
What's it called?
Butt-hash.
Oh, shit.
Just picture being like a legit news reporter, otherwise known as butt-hash. Back to you, Susan.
Where did they come up with the name Jankum? What does that actually mean?
I don't know.
It's when all those little wood blocks fall over, dude. Get with it.
But when you tried Jankum, did it?
It was like nitrous. I mean, because it was weird, because it was like 18.
No, have you did this before?
I gave him $518.
The other night I did it. There was like 15 to 18 people all standing around me, and I'm sitting in a chair, and they're all watching me, and they're expecting, like, this great performance. And it's almost like between Special K and nitrous. So I huff it probably, like, 5 times, and then pour the piss into a shot glass and drink the shitty piss, do a shot of that. So I'm out of it, right? And I'm sitting in this chair, and people are, like, expecting a reaction out of me, but I'm just like... I can't move. I can't breathe. I can't, like, can't do anything.
All in all, was it good or bad?
How long was that last?
The only thing good about it was the paycheck. Really. I mean, everything else was complete horrible. And I was, like, semi-sober. If I was drunk, I would do it all night long just for fucking the fuck of it.
Look, you got the worst breath on earth.
Just walking around with shit breath.
Yo, babe. I went and gargled and did all that shit immediately afterwards. All
right, yo.
And then Bam tried to give me the microwave to take home as a housewarming present.
All right, yo. I'm going to talk about Jankum on the first night, Sunday, in the fucking pool. 2.5 hours of Jankum in the pool. With those two girls.
Oh, my God.
So, I swear to God, Jankum was in the pool. I didn't know what you to call it. Chlorine and Jankum. Oh, dude, in all corners.
What'd you
2.5 hours, and there was Jankum floating around.
Just think we had all that good party supplies right in our ass these
years.
I'll
tell my stories. If you want to play a song, I'm ready for stories.
All right, hang on.
What's the name of the band that Chuck came with?
Yeah, that... Hold on. What is it?
Fat City Reprise.
All right, we have Fat City Reprise here. I'm going to play a song.
Is that in reference to the arcade?
I want to talk to him before we play it.
Okay, cool.
Jankum City Pride.
So right now, I actually just saw, I went to L.A.
Yes.
And
he was talking.
My buddy Trouble Andrew played a show in Los Angeles, and it was rad, so I'm going to play him right now.
Playing Trouble Andrew?
Yeah, we went to a club called Moscow, and he actually played with Compton Ass Terry opened up for him.
No
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Decided. Shit. Dude, it was awesome. He had this massive ass gold chain that said TK that was like literally...
Oh, my. It's one, got bigger. He had the one that was smaller.
It was about 1 foot by 1 foot big, and he's like, nigga, look at my chain! He's like bragging about his chain. It was so good.
Those lyrics.
Look at Terry's great, dude. I love that motherfucker.
He's got a couple songs in the Ming Hags movie. They're really cool.
Yeah. That one's called Get Rich Shit. But this one's called Either Way, and it's track 9.
Yeah, dude.
And this is Trouble Andrew on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Fuck yeah, that's Trouble Andrew from New York City. And that was called Either Way. And now I'm here with Fat City Reprise, which is Chuck Treese's good buddies. What's your name?
My name is Frank.
And we're with Frank and Mike. You guys from Philly?
Yeah, South Philly.
Did you ever do some songs with Chuck before?
We're working on some stuff on his new stuff coming up. So
are you in this new stuff here?
No, it's just
their
band.
Okay.
Yeah, he's doing some
mixes. How'd you guys meet up?
Through Michael, right. Our manager Mike, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
It's all dreadlocked over there.
Yeah, Mike's the man, he's the manager.
You got the bright blue eyes.
He's your manager too, Chuck, or their manager?
No, I'm just friends, bro.
Gotcha.
Fam.
Cool. Is this it?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's track 2.
So what are we about to hear?
Chuck, what do you guys? This is called Last Waltz. This is for a new album coming out. We just got back from L.A. and now we're just working on some new stuff. The song's like about just dudes that killed himself over the same girl. Just wind up like
Now, see how much better answer that was compared to fucking this last week? I had this idiot Bulger on the show, right? And we just, he loves to be annihilated. He called me yesterday, he wanted to go out and party again. So, we bring him on the show, and he's got the worst band. It's going to go nowhere, and he knows it, and he loves it. We make fun of it. But he comes
Like his new band, The Fallen, is 100 times better than the other one.
It's not bad, but he just can't do right in my eyes. So anything he does.
But you can't take him seriously because you put his face in the kid litter box and then tried to suck his dick.
Well, I did suck his dick.
That's rude.
You talking trash on that motherfucker?
But anyways, back to what I was saying. I'm like, so bold. You're like, what gave you the inspiration to write this song? And this was his answer, verbatim. Well, you know, it's like about being one place trying to get to another place.
Oh, yeah.
That must have taken a year to think of that fucking concept.
It's called a car, dude.
Get a car or a fucking bus ticket, and then you'll get somewhere.
Were you guys recording in L.A. or touring?
No, we were touring out in L.A. Okay. Some shows at the pre-Grammy party. Got to play that in front of like...
Road trip from Philly?
Yeah.
Right on.
Definitely. Got an RV, packed it up.
How do you know Chuck?
Through our manager. They pretty much grew up together. From the city boys.
So you guys are from Philly?
Yeah, South Philly.
Right on.
So, like, yeah, what we're trying to do with this one is, like, it's hard because, like, from South Philly, like, there's so much soul going around. There's, like, so much, like, just, like, emotion going around. There's, like, so much shit going down that, like, can't just keep on doing the same sounds. And we're trying to just bring it all together with, like, Philly sound. And
you know Joey Franz?
No.
No. You're just like him. Here's this rad dick right there.
Nice, look at that.
That's Joe Franz.
He's got the biggest dick I've ever met in my life.
To know him is to blow him.
He films all of our Viva La Bam stuff and everything.
Excellent.
He lives on 10th and Snyder. Don't give that my address, man.
Yeah, I talked the other day. Well, no, never mind.
Mike and him actually met the other day because he was asking me, he's like, yo, I just met this dude. He's just some random cat. He said he works for.
Is that the dude you met?
Yeah.
That's his dick.
He thought he was bullshit.
Could have been Franz.
Franz is my co-author to my book, Dream Seller, which you're going to order on Amazon.com as we speak.
Yeah, and you know what, ladies and gentlemen, don't call me Novak no more. Call me the author, please, because I am a now author with Kensington Books. I'm an official author.
Well, you got a book deal and play myself. Yourself, my friend.
Yeah.
but I'm
not really an author. Well, I just kind of wrote about, you know, it's not like a book like how you did. It's just kind of pictures of trips and what happened on the trip.
What would you call that as compared? What do you call that? Like,
I wouldn't consider myself an author at all, but I just wrote about my trips. But you have an official book.
I'm trying to think of what I would call you.
That you can order on Amazon. It's called Dream Seller.
Just go to Amazon, type in books, and type in Dream Seller. DREAMSELLER.
And you can pre-order it right now, and then you'll get it the first day of September 1st, and you'll save
$10. Yeah.
Author Fonzarelli.
And Joe Franz is my co-writer. So
okay,
that's
cool.
Yeah.
Was it a Harley or a
bike? So when's the... Are you guys having any shows in the area?
Yeah, we got one coming up at the New Dobbs coming up. It's like the second night they're open.
New Dobbs,
Thursday.
Huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
I remember playing with Dobbs. Hey, it was the greatest.
Where is it? On South Street, right?
Yeah, it's at 3rd and South.
It's Dobbs again? Kathy's there?
JC Dobbs, yeah.
They're not calling it JC, I don't think. They're just calling it Dobbs.
That's close to Tempest Stuff.
I know Eric Walsh is doing shows there. We're playing it with Agent Orange, July 25th, I think, or something like that.
I got to get out there.
That's some old school skate rock right there.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show.
Want to go peep out the new Dobbs?
Yeah, dude, I spent a lot of time with Dobbs when I was fucking playing in every band I could.
Then it turned into the Pontiac Grill, right?
Yeah. It sucked. CKY actually played there.
Yeah.
And I waited around for about an hour and a half for our grand total $10 peg.
Yeah. Philly.
I wasn't leaving until I got it.
We're going to the Virgin Fest the 10th, right?
Is that when Iggy Pop's playing?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
You going?
Cool.
We have me and him both have two presidential suites for the 10th and the 11th. We have to do that thing.
Really?
So we're
an autograph signing.
Yeah, it's for charity for like.
It's at a legit like ritzy golf course.
Yeah, but
there's just gonna be like dudes in khakis. Like, who's this dude?
I went to a meeting with the mayor about this, and I showed up just like this. And probably had about 5 Bloody Marys, and he loved every minute of me, man.
Yeah,
Ryan.
So they know what to expect.
Ryan G's got a full on hard on because I told him I get photo passes so you can shoot fucking 9-inch nails. He's probably gonna.
Oh man!
What day are you going? Saturday or Sunday? Alright, well, I've been placing bottle review to crash, whatever.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, we'll exchange numbers.
What track for this Fat City?
Track two.
What is
this? This is Fat City Reprise, and this song is called The Last Waltz. This is Radio Bam Series 28. But first, When we come back, we're going to take some phone calls and then listen to about Buddy Bill's three threesomes that he had.
Yeah, don't dodge this time.
I got it down.
He says she looked like Claudia Schiffer, one of them at least.
Trifecta.
All right, here we go. Faction.
I've been lost in. I'm lost like a castaway, waiting for judgment day here on the water. Riding this tidal wave into an early great watch as I drift away. I wanted to get back home so we could be alone. Wait, I won't bother.
We found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. That was Fat City Reprise with The Last Waltz. And I just found out from New York that there's a an angry frat boy that
please
wants to talk to me.
Please put him on the phone. Please.
Well, the thing is, you know, I always say, anytime I ever have a problem with anybody at a bar, it's always like some drunk frat boy who has something to say.
What defines a frat boy?
Just kind of like a...
He has to pay for his friends, because you have to pay to get no friends.
Just kind of like a big drunk dude from a college who doesn't really know how to hang out at a bar yet because they're all obnoxious, and then they're like, yo, bam, do a fucking shot. Like, dude, I already did five of them with other friends. Like, I can't do another one, or else I'll barf. Like,
I'm 28.
Quit being a fucking pussy. I already bought it. Like, dude, I don't want it. You know,
I mean,
like,
same shit happened in Arizona. Remember that shit?
And then they'll like want to fight over it or something. Like, so that's the only time I. So, you know what? Let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah. And this better not be a fucking hoax just to get on the radio show. Let's see. Really hate us.
That's not. You got him? Okay, put him up.
Hola.
What up?
Yo.
Yo, Bam.
What's up?
What's up, dude?
How's it going?
What?
First of all, I shouldn't have put on a front, dude. I'm not a frat boy. I got nothing against you, but I do got a little bit of shit to talk to, if you don't mind.
Please do.
All right, dude. I just got a question, man.
Say.
What the fuck's with Novak, dude? I mean, the motherfucker's riding your
what?
Fucking coattails.
Why didn't... Turn him back on. Call back. Somebody cut him.
The motherfucker's riding your coattails.
Yeah, I am, you fucking fat boy. What are you doing?
That's the game,
dummy.
You're
still skating, though.
I told you I'm not a fat boy. I just want to know, dude. What the fuck are you... I'm not riding anybody's coattails.
Okay, so what are you doing right now?
Yeah, you're riding this show.
What am I doing, dude? I'm sitting here wondering when they're going to find you face down dead in the fucking...
You're sitting there listening to me talk because you have nothing better to do. You ate your last cheesesteak. Now you're waiting for your next pizza, and you're going
to
hang out with your frat boys that you paid for.
Faggot.
Why are you so interested in me?
Fucking faggot, you cock-sucking faggot.
Yeah, I'm a cock-sucking faggot. Well, then why are you on the... Why listen to the radio show? Because I'm on to you, idiot.
You're fucking kid, you piece of shit.
That's the best... That's the best what you have to come back with?
Uh-huh. Well, what the fuck? Answer the fucking question, dude. Why don't you?
Why don't I what?
Oh, man.
Because he lives in Connecticut. Novak lives in Baltimore.
Where do you live at? Where do you live at? What school do you go to?
Why are you backtracking, dude? I don't go to a fucking school. I told you, I'm not a frat boy.
So what'd you do? You dropped out. Now what are you doing?
Oh, shit. What do I do?
For a living, yeah.
I'm a fucking fat-ass truck driver, dude. Go ahead.
Well, how about this? On September 30th, shut the fuck up. Shut up, fat boy. On September 30th, in the middle of your fucking truck run while you're in there ordering a fat, large pizza with everything on it, stop at Barnes & Noble's and buy my book, okay? Because I wrote a book, so that means I do something.
That's not going to happen, dude.
And they're making a movie about me. What are they doing about you? They're saying, okay, we need 80 pounds of corn delivered from Iowa to California. Hey, Dave, can you drive it? That's what they do with you, you fat
fucking
trucker.
Nah, man. I'm sick. I can't drive.
Nice road trucker. You fucking
faggot piece of shit.
Yeah, yes, I am a faggot piece of shit if the price is right. I'll suck you off.
You weren't fucking joking, you fucking homo motherfucker.
I'm not joking. I'll fucking buy your plane ticket. Come here and suck you off if you give me $500.
What if the plane ticket's $700? Then you're out $200.
Fuck you, I'm siding for the trucker. I'm gonna fight. I'm gonna kick your ass right here.
Stop sucking his dick,
right on,
bitch.
Well, Buddy Bill's on your side, trucker.
I'm gonna fucking whoop his ass for you. Buddy
Bill's on your side.
My brother's a trucker, dude. It's all good.
I like your brother because your brother would like me.
I'm looking at you right here. We're 5 feet away. I'll stand up for this motherfucking caller.
What are we gonna do?
He's a fan.
Dude, you pissed him off.
I'm a fan.
Of what?
I'm standing up.
Ice Road Truckers, dude.
Don't shake. I will fucking get you.
I know
that.
I know you can beat me up. I didn't.
What now I'm touching.
Now you're fucking feeling me up.
So?
Dude, you got it pissed off.
Are you on the homo caller's side or our side?
He's on the caller's side.
No, don't call that shit. Man.
He's going to kick your ass for the caller.
Fuck you. What are you doing? Fucking sucking dick?
Fat boy truck driver. I'm glad you like Ben, but
fuck
off if you don't like me.
Now I'm angry.
Cool.
Damn, man.
I spilled my drink over the next one. All
right, I'm going to have to play a track for Novak right now for the Ice Road Trucker.
I got to talk about underwater blowjobs.
This song's devoted to Novak.
Thanks for the call. That was a good one.
Yeah, thanks. This one's for the Ice Road Trucker. This song's called Gay Fags for Novak. Radio Bam Series 28 Fags.
Listen, faggot. Watch me at the family fun center.
the cork.
Turn up the hi-fi, kids.
Holy Lord, God.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Fashion.
That was Gay Fags by Narkill, devoted for Heroin Novak from the Ice Road Trucker.
I pretty much did everything in that song.
I will do.
I played guitar on that. I played keyboards on that.
Yeah. How come you didn't invite me in that band?
You weren't around, I don't think.
Yeah.
Story of my life. All right, so Buddy Bill, let's hear about these three threesomes. Where were you and what happened?
And where'd you come?
It was three different threesomes in a spur of 3 days?
No, let's get to it now.
Let's get to it now because there's 7 minutes left.
All right, so fucking, okay, I'll start it off. Canoe girl.
Okay.
Canoe girl, remember canoe girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl that you were banging on a canoe down the Brandywine River is like fishermen were on the side. Just like, what the fuck? Well,
why like, your buddy rode?
She's like 5 foot.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, Hane rode as you banged out on the canoe.
Like, yo, sex is kind of getting boring a little bit. I was like, yo, we need to step it back up. It's time to go out. Let's go hit the bar. And I was like, you know, I have to do the groundwork. I'm like, is it your turn? You know, she's like, all right.
Your turn to what?
No, you always start it. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'll go start it. She wants to get another girl.
Okay.
I got her, like, her first girl. Anyway, we're going out.
Is she a 1 to 10, 7, 8, 6,
she's
5,
5
9?
Foot.
No,
she's
I'm talking.
Blonde. She's tiny
scale,
little.
Yeah, hot. Looks like hot. She's, ugly to hot. She's 1 to 10.
A canoe girl.
She's come on,
like,
dude. You
she's
know
she's 5 foot. She's blonde hair. She looks like she's 16 years old. I look like her fucking father, probably. Hey, buddy,
she's fucking. She's the type of girl that you would be into with the thong hanging out the ass and the titties.
Dude, so that's like a nine.
Dude, she has a perfect body.
Okay.
Absolutely
right.
Perfect.
So go ahead. Like, you're, going down, you're going down
so
the river.
No. Okay.
This is all new story. You're going down the river.
The first night, we'll call it last Sunday, it was.
Okay.
So, like. Okay, this is why she starts calling. I'm like, yo, go talk to her. Like, it was one of the bartenders at a local bar. I ain't saying no names or nothing.
Let's
I'll
get to the fucking. What did you do?
Next
I told
know,
you.
I go over and talk to her. I'm like, yo, this, she wants to know what's up or whatever. Next thing you know, they're talking, spangling. Next thing you know, we're fucking. We're out in front of the bar after it closed. And then we're climbing, pool hopping a fucking 10-foot fence with these two girls climbing over the fence. I was like, the girls aren't going to make it. I'm on the other side. The cop's going to come. Next thing you know, we're in the pool for 2.5 hours. I'm getting blowjobs underwater. I'm holding the girl up on above the water because the pussy juices wash away. Like, so I'm holding the pussy with double arms up like this. I'm holding it for her to slam her fucking tongue down her pussy. That's all fucking.
I feel
I'm
sorry
licking
for
on
girl
tits.
With him.
Yeah. I'm licking on her
the
fucking
shit out
tits
of every
floating with water.
Totally, Chad.
Yo, what was that word earlier with the poop?
Jank him.
Yeah. So then I let the girls kind of swim away. They're making out. And next thing I know, I'm like.
Shit in a pool.
Dude, we're in the pool for 2.5 fucking hours
wait. You
I was
took
getting a blowjob underwater. I couldn't believe she came up like.
wait, I heard you shit.
That was the first night.
The second night?
I shit in a bar corner. And then I came up and was like, yo, did anyone pee in the pool yet? And both of the girls were like, yes.
Okay.
I was like, oh!
Wait, did you shit while humping?
No, I went to the, like, they, I was like, they connected.
They were making out in the corner.
You had the shit.
They float around like
while you were
whale,
fucking
like,
this girl.
And you shit in the corner
dude,
away
I'm
from
I'm touching
yeah.
my dick right now. I fucking love it.
Why
they both admitted to pissing in the fucking pool. I didn't piss in the pool, but I took a shit near the steps in the fucking shallow end.
Yeah, bro,
it was
here's
apartment complex. I couldn't believe the cops didn't come. I cannot believe. If anyone was watching, I looked up at the windows. I was like, holy shit, there's so many fucking windows right next to the pool. I was like, if anyone's, I don't even want to look at the windows again.
Well,
it's on.
While my girlfriend's
if I wouldn't looking through a window, I would have pulled up a fucking seat and sat there. Want to get to the second night?
Yeah. No, but real fast, while my girlfriend's out of the room, why don't you get me involved in these things?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
she's in a
can you tell
right
me to play it?
Yeah. All right, want to get to the second night?
Yeah, but I want to get involved.
Dude, I thought she was 21 for 3 days after, but we picked her up and Ryan's like the chick that I was with, the canoe girl, she was all like, fuck, let's go get a girl. Let's go to Westchester. Let's get a girl. I was like, yo, well, let's stop with my buddy E-Dogs. I'm smoking a couple hits. You know, I'm going to smoke 2 hits of weed.
E-Dogs.
I don't smoke weed. Shut up. I don't smoke weed that much. But I was getting my buzz on. I had to take a couple hits to get myself mellow because I was... you know, I'm always fucking crazy. Look at me. So if I don't smoke a couple of hits, like, now and then, I'm fucking
all right,
kill
back to
people.
The threesome. Back to the threesome.
So, and then I'm in there smoking a couple of hits, and she's like, come on, Bill, let's go. I'm like, all right, I can't deny that.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I was like, yo, you going to do the groundwork this time? She's like, no, we're always better at that. I was like, all right. So I remember I was like five in, I think. And next thing you know, I drove the limo for these one set of bitches. And I had to get away from them. They're like, you're the craziest limo driver. 70 miles an hour. I'm holding a beer, smoking those fucking joints.
I got to poop.
I'm like, fucking shut up. So anyway,
I feel
before
sorry
I
for
fucking
any girl
knew
that
it,
fucks
before
you.
I fucking knew it, we walked out of the fucking Ryan's with this fucking Claudia Schiffer, 6 foot chick, and I got a 5 foot chick. The Claudia Schiffer was gripping up.
All right.
So I took them both.
So we got to go. All
right, so you had three threesomes in a weekend.
Yeah, dude.
You jealous, no bang?
No, because I feel sorry for these, because he's borderline raping these girls. I know him. Like, you're making him do what you want.
I got two waiting at the gate right now.
He's going to pull an ice roll truck.
Well,
right,
I need time before I bring my fucking girlfriend up here, you idiot.
All right, it is 8 o'clock, and we do have to go, and I'm going to end it with a song from a band called Scars from Broadway, and this is They Say. We're signing off, and I think Buddy Bill's going to beat up Novak for some reason right now.
Fuck you. All
right, later, dudes. Radio Band Tunes. Go to
yeah, fuck you. Let's go.
7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Blah!
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.